Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, before I begin, right, I wanted to say this at the announcement, but I think now is a more appropriate time. Please be mindful to be punctual for service. Right? No point telling it at the beginning where those who need to hear it is not here. But anyway, yeah, so yeah. We commemorated our 44th anniversary last Sunday. This picture you see on the screen is taken by our brother Rusen. Right? If you want a copy of it, let me know. Okay, I'll send it to the cell group leader, and the cell group leaders will disseminate it. Okay? Right? Yeah. So yeah, if you want the previous years also, you know, you can come and ask me. I kept them. Yeah. In my pastoral ministry all these years, I observed Christians often have this order of priority in their lives. God first, family second, and church third. Sometimes friends or recreation ranks third rather than the church. This topic, church is family, has been on my mind for quite some time. The Holy Spirit in His time, I believe, has led me to address it today. The message that you are about to hear would be thought-provoking, would be challenging, would challenge a commonly held belief, would cause some uneasiness, and may even ruffle feathers. So be ready to be confronted by God's truth. But first, let's commit the following time to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you thanking you for your word. We are your people. We belong to you. And we are certainly called to live in a certain way, in a way worthy of your calling, in a way that honors you as a community, as members of the body of Christ, as members of God's household. So, Lord, we ask that you speak to us, and Lord, grant us a humble spirit and a teachable heart, Lord, that we will obey what you have commanded us. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I came to this church in December 1986. I was 21 years old then. Obviously, I've remained here except for a brief period of about 2+ years when I was with Covenant EFC. I was once a prodigal Christian, but I am thankful to God for bringing me back. And to Grace Church, I got married here, and my two children grew up here. EC is my spiritual home for nearly 40 years. And there is quite a number of us seated here who say the same and have been in EC for a longer period than I have. Praise the Lord for that, you know, for bringing us and keeping us here. The common impression and perception regarding the church is that it is a place where we go to worship God. I mentioned before that the church is not a physical building, but a community of Christ followers. Today, I want to take a step further, right, to draw us to embrace the church as a family. The church, biblically speaking, is more than a community of worshippers. It is also a family where we belong to. Every one of us here has a biological family. This is our first family, our family of origin, where we are born into. It is fixed and cannot be changed. Plus, we have no choice in this matter. However, when we are born again through Jesus Christ, you and I inherit a new family, the family of God. Contemporary medical science can ascertain through a DNA test whether a person has flesh and blood relation with another. In the Christian context, believers are related as a brother or a sister in Christ through the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. It is our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus that renders us children of God's family, where He is our Father. And this heavenly spiritual family is of greater significance than the earthly physical family. This heavenly spiritual family is of greater significance than the earthly physical family. Why, you may ask? Because the former is eternal, whereas the latter is temporal. The heavenly spiritual family consists of blood-bought members as compared to the blood-bound members of the earthly physical family. Now, are you surprised? Let's look again at the passage in Matthew 12. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Our Lord Jesus defines his family through the connection to his Father in heaven, not to his earthly mother and brothers. Moreover, he plainly states that all who trust in God and do God's will are members of God's family. I mentioned at the beginning about the common attitude among Christians: God first, physical family second, and the church community third. I hope you did not switch off thereafter. "Oh, you know, pastor is going to tell me that church is second and not family." But didn't the Bible say, "Honor your father and mother"? Didn't Apostle Paul write this to Timothy? "For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?" Church is family. However, Jesus is not teaching that we should put the church family above our physical family. He is not saying that our physical family is nothing, but neither is he saying that it is everything. Should I be spending most of my time outside of work with the church family or with my physical family? How are we to find balance between the two? Let's look at the incident recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 41 to 51, where Jesus went missing. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to Jerusalem for the Passover feast when he turned 12. After the event, Jesus did not follow his parents back home, but stayed behind without their permission to teach at the temple. When Joseph and Mary found him after 3 days, Mary asked him why he would behave in such an insensitive and irresponsible way. And Jesus gave them this astounding reply: "Didn't you know I must be about my Father's business?" The author Luke then goes on to tell us that Jesus went down to Nazareth with his parents subsequently and was obedient to them. Jesus did not say, "I need to stay here in Jerusalem, go back on your own." In this incident, Jesus obviously was mindful of Heavenly Father's agenda. And at the same time, he did not neglect the agenda of his earthly father, which is to return home to Nazareth. In the final analysis, it is not about who takes second place or what takes second place. The the heavenly spiritual family or the earthly physical family, God is to be first, second, as well as third. We are told that Jesus is the exact image, imprint, and representation of God, as well as he is the prominent one. He is the first in everything. Therefore, he is to be at the center in all aspects of our lives. Putting Jesus at the center of our lives has a way of ordering and informing all our other priorities and relationships. For example, in marriage, a Christ-centered approach does not in any way take away from my relationship with my wife, but only informs and enhances it. I can only love my wife the way I should when Jesus informs my understanding of what true love looks and sounds like. When we fail to see church as family, we naturally will put our physical family in second place. If we choose church family over our physical family, we are doing something which God doesn't require of us. We are not called to choose between church family and our physical family. We are to honor Christ in both. The scripture passages we read in the responsive reading segment earlier are just three examples of the family language found throughout scripture. The church is God's household. Church is family. It is born primarily of Christ's sacrificial death and resurrection from the dead. Just like unity is in the body of Christ, just like unity in the body of Christ is not a human construct, but established by God, so is the church family. What this means is that you and I don't need to, and we cannot make the church a family. We are called to embrace the church as family. You and I don't need to, and we can't make the church a family. We are called to embrace the church as family. Business Insider, this news website, released an article in June, quite some time back ago, 2013, saying 71% of millennials want their co-workers to be a second family. The data is provided by PGI, compiled through surveys of 220 global meat customers. For those born between 1981 and 1996, that is the millennials here, do you have the same sentiment? I guess this desire stems from the large amount of time spent seeing and interacting, working with each other in the office every week. Now, if you think about it, it is more than the number of hours spent with family members. The millennials consider the office not just as a place to work, rather that their workplace provide for them a second family environment. I wonder whether the millennials here, or for that matter, all of us, would regard this community, the English congregation, as family. That we are here not just merely to perform duties. Besides this question, which I already addressed, There's another significant question, but I will not pose it here. I will just hold it back for a while. I want you to first look at the following. There was a study conducted in 2020 and 2023 regarding the state of the church in Singapore. It is a collaborative effort between Biblical Graduate School of Theology, Singapore Bible College, Trinity Theological College, and Salt and Light. One of the findings in the 2022 study was very large churches had more attendees switching to other churches. This happened after the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers assessed that in very large churches, 17 in 100 attendees move to other churches. In comparison, only 7 in 100 attendees from the remaining churches have started worshiping regularly in another church. The study also finds that age played a part in this outflow. Generally, young adults moved to churches that had a high proportion of young adults. The study in 2023 focused on this significant movement of young adults observed a year earlier. 12 churches where attendance increase were involved in the study in 2023. You can actually access both reports online. You just search for it, right? This study listed push factors for young people or for young adults leaving their home church. And they are listed here. One, dissatisfaction with preaching ministry. Lack of in-person community and relationships during the pandemic, church leadership and culture, natural evolution, right? They just want something different, and acceleration, right? Due to a lack of peers, you know, they move on to a church where there are more peers, right? Of the same age group. And church-wide issues like, you know, division within the church. They are turned off by it, they leave. People leaving their home church and moving to another church is not a recent phenomenon. I witnessed several of my peers leaving the church back in the 90s. Perhaps the numbers are higher now compared to my time as a young adult. But then, nobody knows because there wasn't any study done, right? But my take is that, we see a higher number now than before. There are members who left us in recent years as well. Some are on the verge of leaving. Some still thinking about it. And I'm not referring just to the young adults. Now, people leave for varied reasons. We just heard 5 of them, right, on the screen. Now, years ago, there was a young family who left for another church. Not because they didn't feel loved here, but because that church is nearer to their home. And I'm talking about an island, Singapore, right? Right, so pragmatism, you know, won the day, you know, at the end. Right? There was a period of about 2 years where I left and worshipped at Covenant EFC. The reason seemed valid then. My reason was that, the church is not helping me to grow spiritually, right? Sounds very noble, right? So I left, but on hindsight and by the grace of God, it was, God made known to me, it was just pride in my heart. I came back for this sole reason, right? Because I know full well that my reason for leaving would not be acceptable to God. Now, if you were to ask me why did you leave, knowing that I put you here, knowing that coming here is not a coincidence, why did you leave? And I know in my heart I couldn't give God a satisfactory answer. Because the church is not helping me to grow, would be accepted by him. Nobody wish a fellow believer to leave the church family. But it happens. That's the reality. We must accept that. At the end of the day, it is the Lord who judges whether the reason to leave is acceptable in his sight. Not you, not me, to judge. Grace SCC Church is my family. EC is my family. Now comes the follow-up question, the second question. What would render us to treat the church as family? It's already established by God, right? Like I said, we can't and we don't have to make church a family. It is family established by God. Now, what will render us to treat the church as family? Because knowing that the church is family is one thing, but embracing it as a family is quite another. I believe it begins with having a deeply ingrained understanding and acknowledgement that you and I are family members and not simply attendees in this church community. As we look at each other, every Sunday, or those who are in cell meet, one day during the week, or we meet, separately, for dinner, for tea, or when we come together, do we, in our minds, have this thinking, an attitude that, hey, I'm meeting a fellow family member. The second crucial factor, as you see on the screen, is whether we see ourselves as a contributor or a consumer. Are we here to contribute or are we here to consume? We need to ask ourselves this very important question. Am I here to serve and give, or am I here to get and receive? The Apostle Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus, establishing and building the church. Look at his attitude through his final address to the church elders. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The Apostle Peter instructs the believers in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 10, each one should serve others in respect to the gift he has received as a good steward of the grace of God in its various forms. And looking at our Lord Jesus, as Mark tells us in his gospel, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to the extent of giving his life as a ransom for many." The common narrative I hear regarding moving on to another church is, "I am not getting what I want in this church," or "the church is not meeting my needs or expectations." Now, it is not wrong to have personal expectations. The critical thing is to make God's expectations our expectations, to embrace his preferences and cast aside ours. So, Pastor, are you telling me that there is absolutely no reason for me to go to another church? Now, if this question is swirling around in your mind right now, here is my answer. Of course, there are God-acceptable reasons to change church. Now, time doesn't permit me to address what are the acceptable and unacceptable reasons to switch church. I will leave it for another time. Now, I want to say this about moving to another church. One, ask God to search your heart and reveal if your intention to leave is due to pride. Don't be hasty. Talk to the Lord earnestly about what is going through your mind and your feelings. And wait on the Lord. And be prepared to obey him. Don't make the decision alone without first seeking the counsel of spiritually mature Christians. Lastly, before I conclude, Shanae, together with Sin Tao, came down to church office last Wednesday to help with the preparation of the children's camp, which started yesterday and ended this morning. Or later, okay. I came up to these two young ladies. They were in the office, and you know, I saw what they were doing, and I told them I was thankful as well as encouraged by what they were doing, you know, helping out, you know, taking time to come and to help. And it reminded me of those times when I was their age, coming down to church often to help and serve. I said church was my second home. And Sin Tao then blurted out and said that, you know, Shanae just made that remark a moment ago. Church is family bestowed by God. Let's acknowledge that and treat the church community as our family. I will now conclude with this story. Joni went to Pastor Jim and said, "You know, I won't be coming to church anymore. I won't attend the church anymore." Startled, Pastor Jim asked, "May I know why?" She said, "I saw people on their cell phones during the service. The two persons seated in front of me were gossiping. A lay leader refusing to give up his seat to an elderly member. They are, you know, just hypocrites." Pastor Jim felt silent for a moment and then said, "Okay, but can you do something for me next Sunday during the service before you make your final decision to leave? And what's that? Joni asked, seemingly puzzled. Pastor Jim looked at her and gently said, take a cup, fill it with water to almost full capacity, and then walk around the perimeter of the sanctuary twice. Don't let any water fall out of the cup at any moment. Yes, I can do that, Joni replied, and then she left the office. After service the following Sunday, she entered the pastor's office and gleefully said, I must say it was rather awkward, but mission accomplished. Did not spill a single drop. Upon hearing this, Pastor Jim then proceeded to ask Joni three questions. Did you see anybody on their phone? Did you see anybody gossiping? Did you notice what the lay leader was doing? Joni said, I didn't see anything because I was focused on the cup, making sure that the water in the cup didn't fall out. Then Pastor Jim lovingly responded, when you come to church, you should be that focused on Christ so that you don't fall. That's why Jesus said, follow me. He did not call us to follow Christians. Don't let anything, my dear brothers and sisters, to distract and detract us in our walk with Christ. There's no perfect church. You know, it is said that if you find one, don't go there. So God has placed us in His family. Let us focus on Jesus and treat the church community as family. Amen.